This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige.
Savannah.
And headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So let's talk about acting and bravery. Are actors brave for doing sex scenes these days?
Probably. I mean, you got to worry about a lawsuit and this, that, and the other.
Like, if you're, like, let's put the page, you've been in movies. So let's say you have a kissing scene with a guy, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, you're in bed, and you're laying on top of him kissing. It's just a kissing scene, that's whatever, but he develops that of a boner. Do you, is it a compliment, or are you put off by that? Because I would, if as a woman, I'd be like,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, I still got it. You still got it.
Like, I'm watching, you know, a show last night has a sex scene in it, and it got pretty.
Did you bring condoms?
Like, it got graphic as far as what TV goes. So I'm wondering, like, did she give him the okay to do what he did to her? Because there's no way to fake what he was doing. You know, was, you know, he was like, oh,
uh-huh.
So I'm like, is she cool with that? She said, go ahead and do it, or did he just do it? And
if it's not on the page, it's not on the stage. If it's on a script,
oh, look at that.
Nice. I've never heard that behind the scenes lingo.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I think if you have one of these script writers, you don't mess with what is written on the script.
Like, does he ask her before, say, look, I know it's not in there, but do you care if I, you know,
yeah, you're going to discuss the scene before you film, right? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. According to this whole, you know, Baldoni Blake Lively situation, maybe not. Like, that was part of their deal, too. Like,
maybe not.
She says that he was forcing, you know, intimate scenes that maybe were gratuitous or uncalled for.
Now, I have had actors say, since we're playing love interest outside of filming, this person says, we need to kiss to see if we have chemistry.
I can see that. I mean, the first...
And you kind of, it's not as awkward.
I really think, like at a table read, you lean over and smooch on them?
No, just personally, like talking.
You remember
before we were with?
If it's not on this page, it's not on the stage.
Be
a sweetie,
really
wipe the CD.
Now, I want to preface this by saying this happened years ago.
And that kind of comment is more than interpreting your own.
She stole your preface.
No. Say, write, putting in your own words for the script. You don't do that. You stick to the script.
You don't improv a little motorboat scene?
No, not just the scene. Like, you're not going to say it in your own words. You're gonna do it verbatim what the script mandates you to read.
I'm not going to verbatim unless it says I have to. Like, there was a local filmmaker who approached us to be in a little local film, but one of us would only do it if they wrote a nude scene. With a girl. Like, we aren't nude, but, you know, there's like a nude
That's
girl
what
in
you
the
wanted?
Scene.
Okay.
If you say I did, I just don't remember that.
I mean, look, if you're going to look.
What was it? The girl, like I was into the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was, you know, like a different character.
Okay.
I feel like you're my parents when I was a kid, just telling me things that happened that I don't remember, but y'all do, so I got to go with it. I mean,
this is right around the time that, you know, some McChicken sandwiches might have got slung across the movie theater because they had mayonnaise on them.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a reminder of the person like
that. I remember. And that was, I remember sobbing later that night. thinking about someone who had to clean that up.
If you're going to have us in a movie, you know, we might, you know, make a couple requests. Huh. That's all it was. It ended up not happening.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I brought this whole topic up about sex scenes is because there was a podcast.
I thought it was fun.
And Rob Lowe was talking to Kristen Davis, you know, from Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, and so they were talking about sex scenes, and he said that with Nicole Kidman and Baby Girl.
Who? Oh,
so
oh,
she was. She's seen as being very brave for doing these kind of sex scenes.
What about when she's in the bathtub with a little boy in that movie?
But Rob,
no, this is a new one. I saw this movie.
Rob says in our day it was required to do it.
Not the way
now she's brave.
Have you seen this movie, Paige?
No, I haven't. Is it really?
Did it win an Oscar?
I know that she had to take some days off because she faked a lot of the orgasm scenes.
The things that they depicted in the movies as far as those acts go were really graphic. Like, and the way they're...
To the point where you thought they were really doing it?
No.
Because there's those scenes now where you... Like, you remember how... Look, I'll stand up and show you. Remember how Skinamax movies were when they were doing it doggy style? They just... They both would be moving.
Uh-huh. And there was never really any, doing it.
There was never any like, bow, bow, bow. It was always like they were just dancing.
Yeah.
Some of these, though, they look like they're fully on doing it because they're, instead of, just like they're doing Watusi or some kind of dance.
I don't know how she could have acted out what was happening to her without something actually happening. Because there's like a particular scene where you see the view of her shoulder, like the camera's like looking down her back. So you could tell somebody's down there, but...
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know, simulating certain things. And I'm like, I don't know how. Who would write that? A, why would you do that there? And then why would you, like, how do you fake that if it's not really happening to you?
Yeah. Like, was it prosthetics, you think?
That's the thing.
I mean,
is like, you don't
show that, what you're referring to, because that would be.
Like, you don't see what's going on, but you just see her react to it, which kind of makes it.
But like somebody got goosed.
Oh. Yeah, like, you know, you ever got something stuck in a pipe? You're trying to stick your whole arm up there to try to pull it out?
Yeah.
Like a ball
all
or something?
The time.
Mark Hendricks has.
Like, you know, just something similar.
Yeah. No, I haven't, though. I'm not very into just like, manual labor.
It wasn't a good movie, but just, you know, that story's been told, but it's just.
She's done a lot of movies, though, where there's questionable scenes in them.
Yeah, like the one she did with Joaquin Phoenix years and years ago. Do you remember that one where she talked him into killing her husband?
Oh, God.
It was a late 90s movie.
God, yes.
Yeah, and I forgot the name of it. She seduced him into doing it. It was one of his first movies.
One of her best movies is The Others. I mean,
yeah,
that's
that was
such
really
a,
was that a scary one?
For the kids, yeah.
I can't watch
really
scary
good.
Movies.
But it's got a like a M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong twist to it. It's
well, you figured it out at the end.
Yes. And you can't watch it again. Unless you do and you're like, oh, okay, I should have seen it there. Oh, it's great.
What's the name of the
movie? I'm going to tell you what happened.
To Die For, that's the name of the movie.
That's right, Paige, you're right. You remembered it.
Mm-hmm. Playing
it's
killer.
Like the first movie you've ever finished, Paige.
Probably.
You remembered the ending.
Yeah.
Usually you're like, I found it. Like,
I usually watch the beginning and the ending, like Nosferatu. That's all I know.
He was a Dracula.
Yeah.
That looked good from the little snippet
sure
they show
good,
you on Peacock.
But I watched the beginning and the end. Oh, man, I slept through this whole thing. Damn it. Damn it, me.
I don't know why you have a TV at this point.
I shouldn't.
That background music.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty
something
much.
To sleep with.
Peacock Radio.
Well, 75-year-old Billy Joel, he fell on stage. And so this is what happened. He took a fall, and it was at the end of It's Still Rock and Roll to Me, and he lost his balance after twirling his microphone stand and tossing it. After the fall, he got back up and did one more song at the end of the show, and fans expressed concern online because Billy, he's getting up there, and there's
How
no word
he?
On his condition. He's 75.
Damn,
really?
So I hope
he don't
okay.
look 75.
Oh, well.
I mean, what's wrong with Billy?
I mean, he didn't jump right back up, which, I mean, he's 75. He laid there but I didn't think it. I'm watching it right now.
So it wasn't like a big fall through a hole or whatever.
He's got a little. I mean, I would imagine he's had a couple cocktails. So he's twirling his microphone.
He
and then
your balance.
He lost his balance, fell down, laid there. I thought he was just being kind of a ham laying there for a second.
Ham Joel.
You know, it's like, You just don't pop right back up and kind of lay there for
maybe
a minute.
Maybe it winded him and he had to recover.
Yeah. I mean, to think that he's 75, that's incredible to me.
It's still working. Like, why?
He enjoys it. Why not?
It's still rock and roll to him.
Do you enjoy working at that age, doing anything?
I'll never know.
I think my grandfather
I hope
enjoyed
I mean you know
getting out and doing that kind of stuff, and when he was retired it just kind of slowed his life down. He probably would have lived longer if he got to work.
Like, I feel like, you know, some of them could pull it still. Mick Jagger probably could still pull it. I don't know about Billy Joel.
Pull it meaning women or
yeah
put oh yeah
like you know
well I mean
getting some
Bill Belichick
making it know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. If you got money, you know, probably works out.
Yeah,
I just don't know if it's like, if you still get the backstage thrills after the show, like, okay, let's go to the chicken head room.
I saw this hot girl wearing a shirt the other day, and it said, make your own money and marry someone funny. And I'm like, so what does that mean? What does that mean? Are you calling out other bitches who were just dating men for money, or are you saying that funny people aren't rich?
She must be a part of a local improv group.
Probably.
She's trying to be funny.
Probably down there drinking coffee under the ground.
Oh, that place.
That was my chair. That was my chair, oh, man. Sure.
All right, well, I'm Woman. Paige. She writes guys' headlines.
Thank you, Paige. We will take a break. We will come back. We still got birthdays and suckets to do. A whole lot more Rise Guys headed your way. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We've got a bunch of people on hold. Let's get to some of these phone calls. I'm not going to say I prefer any over any others, but family drama from Anonymous always strikes me as something that's going to be fun. Anonymous with family member issues. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
I can't complain, honestly. I mean, to be honest, but
yes.
Basically, so what happened yesterday was Amazon had made a snafu if I could say that, in my order. And they had sent me some extra CDs that I didn't, like, I had ordered, but for some reason they're bad about giving you like an extra copy for free, which is cool. But
you talking about like a compact disc?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
wow.
Going like old school, kinda.
Like, how do you play it?
Do you have a CD player?
Yes, I got a whole stereo and everything.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Are you calling for?
I prefer disc. I mean, shoot, I've even got cassette tapes. So I mean,
he is calling for the past. He just said, "Shoot," doesn't realize that could trigger people.
He loves the discs.
He's calling from the year 1992.
What's that disc changer?
Hey, tell Bill Clinton to watch out for that Monica Lewinsky chick.
She's gonna turn out hot.
Tell her not to ever wear the blue dress. Wear white dresses only.
Tell him she's gonna knock that weight off too. He might want to go back a second.
Now, and tell him not to kill all those people. He and Hillary.
Oh, God.
All right. So, what is the what's the family drama though, man? What happened yesterday?
So basically, I had messaged my cousin, and I was like, "Hey, man," I was like, "I was gonna tell him that I had gotten some extra CDs, because it was like a Slayer CD, Pantera box set, and nice. The Odd Man Out of the Group. It was a Shenandoah Greatest Hit."
Hey, man.
That must have been an EP.
About 10 songs, no joke. But, yeah. So I was going, like, I knew he liked like that kind of stuff, and I was like, well, it's like, I was going to message him and see, like, you know, "Hey, I've got extra copies. You want these?" Whatever. Well, before I could get to that, he jumps down my throat with, "You called me, I think it's something like inbred hillbilly on Facebook because I voted for Trump." And just like he went off, and I was like, "Dude," I was like, "it was a joke." Like, I post like a lot of like political memes.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people with like that South Park sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing is sacred.
Right, like the thing we were kind of alluding to earlier about how you want to call somebody something, but it's not necessarily reflective of what people think that word might mean.
Right, and I wasn't even calling him that. I posted a meme, and he saw it and got mad. Uh-huh. Well, he just kind of went on this whole spiel about how da-da-da, and I was like, "Dude, I was like, we can disagree on politics, but, I mean, that don't mean we can't get along with music and stuff." Right. Like, I've been really close to this guy, too. I didn't know there was an issue between us. Right. I'd even told him before. I was like, "We disagree on politics sometimes, but I respect you as a person. I think you're a good dude. Yeah. I'm glad to have you as my family member." And he just went nuts, and I used a bunch of words I'm not going to repeat here because I get knocked off. But basically, just went off. And
but he, just to figure this out, though, so we don't want to put labels on there, but you're on this side of perhaps the left, and he's the right.
I'm a moderate libertarian.
But what side is he representing?
He's borderline like anarchist, if we're being honest.
So which side?
I would say to the right.
Okay.
Which doesn't make sense, because I don't know why you'd like Trump if you act like an anarchist.
No, you wouldn't want any government.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants to disagree anymore about anything. It's just like, it's always the thing that ends whatever's going on. Friendships.
Oh, no, you mean agree to disagree. People disagree like it's on trend now. I mean, that's...
But like, they can't move past it.
Right. Well, I mean, it's... If it's something that you're very, what's the word I'm looking for, passionate about,
yep.
And it's going to cause an issue, like, if you're, if you know, the whole house divided thing, if she went to Clemson and I went to South Carolina, but, like, down deep, like, is it going to cause a problem down the road? Probably not, you know? But
no.
if they're real, like, "Well, I donate to IPTE. Well, I used to have a cocky box," or whatever it was called. What's it called?
That's it.
Everybody called it a cocky box.
That's the suite at the games.
I thought it was something with the caboose.
The cock caboose.
Cock caboose. You know, some like there's going to be an art, but it's not going to be like the be all end all. But somebody who's an agnostic being with a Christian, that would probably be difficult.
Now, I will tell you, I will avoid people I know is going to, I'm going to have an argument with over whatever, just because we'll disagree.
Yeah.
Like, I just won't start a conversation.
Like, you have the friend, and tell me if I'm overstepping. Did you not say, Fatboy, you had a friend that you had to mute or whatever because he kept posting on how much he loved his wife?
Yeah, it was, I mean, but it was like overkill to the point of,
right,
like, you couldn't talk to him about it. It was,
yeah.
I mean, and that's, there are other examples too, but that was, I couldn't really explain like how that was just, it was overtly like pandering.
Yeah. So,
he's a simp too. You big simp?
That's your word now. You love it. So what, how did this end? Did he say, I don't consider you family anymore? I'm blocking you from calling me, or what?
Goodness.
He pretty much, not in exactly those words, but basically he was like, I told him, I was like, well, I was like, that's your loss if you don't want to, like, you know, be around me anymore. And I said, you know, I've taken up with you to, like, family members, because he's had, like, some issues, and we'll just, that's all I'll say, some issues in the past. And
Edie,
I'm a recovering alcoholic myself. And he brought up, when I said, I've taken up for you with family members and stuff, he's like, I don't care how many family members you've taken up me for, I've heard what you said about one particular family member. And the thing was, I was like, I used to be a bad, like, really bad drunk. And I was under the influence, like, really bad when I did that. And I kind of thought he would kind of be sympathetic to that, having had some issues in that realm, kind of.
Right.
And I was just kind of like, okay. I was going to write him back and be like, look, I still don't hold any ill will towards you. But right as I went to type back, it said not available on Messenger. So I knew then. I was like, okay.
It all got blocked. But, you know, he was probably, like, you know, grasping for straws and just looking for cheap shots to throw at you at the end there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All this over a Shenandoah CD, by the way. Don't forget that.
Yeah. Like, did he not? So he didn't want the CD because of your political affiliation. That's wild,
that's
man.
That's silly.
That's kind of wild. But then again, remember, we did a, we won't say too much here because I don't want to, it's Friday, I don't want meetings, but we did a charitable event one time for a local charity that when they found out that it was coming from us, would not accept, and this was money.
Sizable amount of money.
They did not want it because they thought that our type of humor was not on brand with their charity. And I was like, all right, well, look those people in the face today when y'all run out of food.
They turn out a lot.
Or when you run out of blankets or whatever, and tell them why they don't have it now, because our money, our listeners' money is not for you. It sucks. Anyway.
I do. Yeah, I think I know the organization you're talking about, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, a lot of times we as people are going through hot times, baby, and we don't know how to like articulate that, and we will use politics or the weather or financial situations as the reason for the reason why we lash out against others. You know, it's like traffic. You sit there and you will go nuts on somebody in traffic, but just think, like, it's just because the day. It's the way the day went, and this is just the last straw kind of thing. So,
have you thought about driving to see him? And
also, family's overrated. Let's remember that, guys.
It really is.
No.
Like, see him in person?
I thought about it, but let's just put it this way. I don't think he'd like to get a visit from the ATF, so I kind of want to stay away. Yeah, we're talking like extreme. So I'm like, no, I think I'm just gonna stay over here. And
it's probably,
you know, like, if I saw him like in public or something, yeah, I'd probably try to talk to him. And then if he didn't want to, then I would just walk away and be done with it.
This might be a blessing in disguise, to be honest with you. He's like,
let me ask
entrenched.
Not referring to your family member, and I'm just something I've thought about several times, and I feel right now is a good time to ask it. Do you look at people, not everyone right now, do you look at someone who described as an anarchist and think they're just like suicidal?
Like, honest to God, like, it's a don't give a crap kind of thing.
I feel like it's a misused term. Like, it's really broad and
anarchist.
I think that there is possible that that could be, there's some mental stuff in there.
Yeah, and it like combines online with groups of, and I think that's another mismanaged kind of thing. I don't know. Who knows how to fix it? Anonymous, I mean, like, you tell your, who's it, a brother, an uncle?
Cousin.
Cousin.
I mean, it happened for a reason, it
bonus
seems like.
Bonus dad, so. Someone. Just
bonus let it, cousin? Bonus bro?
Screw it. Let it, you know, let it go. That's on them, man.
Yeah.
That's if I'd had them. 2 dozen roses, you know.
Yeah, he might have changed his mind.
Back to Shenandoah. Hey,
y'all have a good one. RIP Gene Hackman.
The dog, too.
Oh. Sucks, man. Damn. All right, my friend. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Don't forget the dog.
Guys. Live, callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on March the 3rd. Happy birthday. Or suck it.
You know, I hate to admit it. I missed a big one on Friday.
You missed Lulu.
I know, man. Luka Doncic was 26 Friday.
I text Fatboy and said, you forgot Lulu's birthday, you stupid bitch.
You did not.
That's what we call each other now.
Yep. So I made sure I was not going to miss any today. And this Boston Celtic was victorious yesterday. Though he did screw me on points and got the less from Duke University. Jason Tatum.
It's your son's favorite.
Yeah, he's a Celtic fan. He's a Tatum mark. Though he likes Peyton Pritchard, too.
28.
27.
Paige nailed it. Damn. Jason Tatum, 27. He just signed that big contract, too. The Supermax.
Is he cute? Gobs. I have no idea what he looks like.
I mean, I don't know.
His mother is Tatum O'Neal.
Oh. It's okay. Not really. I don't believe you.
Yeah.
Bonus points if you can name this TV theme song. Wholesome show from the 90s on the... Well, they gave it away.
Seventh Heaven.
Ding, ding.
I believe it's Seventh Heaven.
Winner, winner, meat, dinner. It's not the dad's
Play
birthday.
Good Times and see if we can guess that one.
It's not the dad's birthday who ran into some, some issues. A la Jared from Subway, something similar.
Uh-oh.
It's Jessica Biel's birthday.
Oh.
That's Timberlake's wife.
Yeah, who canceled his last show because of the flu, if you believe that.
He just didn't want to drive sober again.
That's what it was. She was also in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake.
Oh, the Massacre from the makers of Nosferatu.
I don't think Justin Timberlake's like a nice guy. I've seen videos people have posted where, like in traffic, and he's just like yelling at people. Plus, we know about the accusations Britney made in her book. I'm like,
well, when I saw him in traffic, I waved to him and he flipped me off, and I realized it was Julia Gardner. It was not him.
Oh, it was old Ruth.
It was Ruth from Ozark.
She don't know like F about S.
Oh, no, F about S, okay? Jason Bateman.
Okay.
Let's go for
43.
Paige is nailing him, man. Yeah, I guess she's just going one above.
This is all I do.
43 for Jessica Biel.
Al Bundy.
Nope.
Peg Bundy.
Nope.
David Faustino.
It is David Faustino. Oh. Bud Bundy. Bud's birthday.
Does he work still? And I'm not saying he doesn't have to, because I bet he does. Let's see what that is.
I have not seen him in anything pop up in anything.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing he did.
His last name sounds like an Italian dish.
Like he should
have tried the Faustino.
He should have at least been on The Sopranos like Max Casella. This number might surprise you.
Big one?
No. Hey, we'll say it's a
Paige, you go first because you've been on it. I'm on.
Not a big one. 51.
52.
He is 51 years old. She's 3 for 3 so far.
How the hell?
I want to look at the screen, but I'm not going to. No, I believe.
She's
not believe
you.
Okay, fine. You're looking at naked men. I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you wheel that over here, buddy? Another theme song. Hilarious, great TV show. This is starring another Married with Children alum, but it's not his birthday. I'm going to tell you because I don't think you'll get it because I don't think you watched it.
No.
This is the Modern Family theme song.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
It's Julie Bowen's birthday.
Yeah.
She was Claire Dunphy.
Paige, what do you think?
She's been in a lot of stuff, too. That's a great show.
I'll say exactly what Paige says.
55.
Sounds good to me.
She is 55 years old.
No,
wow.
She's not.
Yes, she is.
My Lord, woman.
5'5". God, that's a hilarious show.
You haven't got
anything
right the entire show, but all these birthdays.
Went on camp.
How'd they do that? It's uncanny.
It's wild.
She won't get this one.
I won't get this one.
Tone look.
Oh, yeah.
It is Tony Log, as it says.
Wild thing.
Star of Blank Check.
Yeah, Blank Check. Who's good in that?
Man, he's got to be 60, so I'm going to go a little high. I'm going to say 62.
59.
Look.
You're kidding.
Look, she has gotten every damn one right.
Oh, my God.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for 5. He is 59 years old.
Look me in and tell me you're not cheating.
I swear to God I'm not cheating.
Wow.
Oh, she swore to God.
I know. She SWG'd. I mean, she's really into it.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee has a birthday today.
Go ahead, Paige.
She's still with us. I get her mixed up with FloJo.
FloJo, that's right. Florence Joyner Kersee. Yeah?
Griffith Joyner, yeah.
Griffith.
63.
Yep.
No. Look.
No.
Look.
No. There ain't no way.
No
Dude,
way.
Look at
y'all,
that.
Y'all are no both way. Messing with me right here.
Every single one on that page. All right. That has never happened before.
My God, Paige.
She nailed them all.
Wow.
She won't get this one.
I won't get
Here,
that.
Let me give this back to you.
Former Georgia Bulldog running back.
Oh my gosh.
Not the greatest one of all time. That would be Tron Jackson. But this fellow was pretty good. Goes by the initials HW. Might have won the Heisman Trophy in 1982. Herman Watson is who we're looking for.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Mm-hmm. I don't know that
name. No, it's Herschel Walker's birthday.
Oh! Okay.
Tron Jackson really was better. I'll stick to it.
Paige, what do you think on Herschel? God, I don't know. Went on to be a Cowboy great.
Viking too, right?
Yes.
Big trade.
Is it a big one?
No. Tried to run for president.
68.
Or was it Senate? Georgia Senate he tried to run for. That's what it was.
Oh, he can't be that old. I'm going to go 64.
63 years old. She threw that one, though. She knew it, right?
She don't want to look too obvious.
Plus, you got, was it 1,000 push-ups, 1,000 sit-ups a day for her?
Still. And then all the hush money.
Yeah, might have paid for procedures left and right. That, you know, just because I guess you have copies of checks.
Is it hush money, or did he just do them a favor?
Like, who knows, man, really?
I don't know.
Happy heavenly birthday.
Get that $150.
I really need that
$50. $50 in a ride?
It is not Robert Romanus' birthday. He's still with us, though. Happy heavenly birthday to James Doohan, Scotty from Star Trek.
Ooh, Scotty.
I can't do it.
105.
Oh,
wow. He's still alive.
And thank this guy, because if you didn't invent the telephone, you wouldn't have nothing to text on for lunch.
Oh.
Alexander Graham Bell would have been 178 years old.
Well, he did the, well, if he hadn't invented that, Jobs wouldn't have made the iPhone. You're right.
Yep.
Wouldn't have made sense.
He wouldn't have. What is the next big invention? Al Gore already invented the internet.
True.
And he told you when natural disasters were going to strike. Superstorm Sandy. He predicted it.
Superstorm Sandy.
I don't know what the next invention is.
All right.
We've already got water.
Fire.
Yeah. The internet. Power. Vagina. Like, it's all been created.
Ozempic.
Mount Kilimanjaro.
Others.
The one Elon's on that. He's on Kilimanjaro, right?
Is he?
Yeah, he said he lost some weight. Though last time I saw him in video, which was a couple days ago, he didn't look like he'd lose any weight.
I've never seen him look chunky or fat or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, he's got like a little bit of fat, but he's got that weird head too, where he's, like, he looks like he stuck his head out the window the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, wherever he went, he hit his head out the window the whole time.
I just wish he would wear different clothes. Like, he literally looks like he's coming in to, like, bring death upon the people, the way he's dressed. He's wearing, like, a half trench. It's all black. Like, what's the look here? What's with the Viper, Pit Viper glasses also?
Dude, go look what all he's found so far in Doge. It will, it's alarming.
I don't understand. I mean,
there's a lot there.
There's a, oh, Lord. Like, I'd like to talk about it in a non-political way, but it's impossible to. But, my God, like, what the stuff we've been paying for.
The stuff that you can't explain where the money's at.
Yeah. Are you sure that's all accurate, though?
Yes. We've been Social Security checks have been going out to dead people and people that are allegedly still alive at 150 years old.
How?
20 because million of those people.
They never said they... I wonder, did the people die and they just buried them and just kept cashing the checks? Like, I mean, they... How?
You know the system they didn't want him to go into for the IRS and the Treasury Department?
Yeah.
He said there are over $2 trillion in unaccounted monies that were pretty much blank checks going out.
There's $2 billion missing in South Carolina. I mean, that's just South Carolina. We're missing $2
billion. Nobody knows where the money went. They were not coded.
Oh, sorry, guys. We lost it in the fire.
Oops, yeah, okay. My bad.
I mean, it's ridiculous. At least we're not paying for Mozambique circumcisions.
or what the hell? How did that ever come to pass?
Or what was the other thing? Sex changes in the country of Colombia?
Like, oh, yeah, I saw that
one. Who cares?
Yeah. They should have enough cocaine money down there to pay for that. That's why they have great stem cell treatments.
Bend over the people in Western North Carolina with their stuff. Also, thoughts and prayers to the people in both states of the coast,
know, the
South Carolina, North Carolina.
Oh yeah, more so South Carolina though for me. But
well, still. Both of them. I mean, that's your dick. But like that's
the Myrtle Beach fires. Man.
I mean, oh Lord,
God bless them.
Yeah. Something's going on in the world. All these fires and
well, it's been world's going on hot. Since the 1850s. Every major city in America had a great fire that took out everything, and they rebuilt real fast. Seems strange. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Tomorrow, the Advice Show. Get ready for that. All advice all morning.
You better call.
You better call. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless. America, it is good.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys. Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.